Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, today's show is going to be, I'm going to be sharing some of the ghost hunting I did on Saturday. Also, we've got some other subjects for you. If there's anything you'd like to share with us, any experiences, any updates from any readings you had recently, then please give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. So please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
Fabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October sky. And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to see to the calling of your heart sings to play soft and low. And all the night magic seems to whisper.
Happy Tooth Day to everybody out there. Hope you guys have been having a great weekend, a great holiday, Sunday, Easter Day. And happy birthday to you.
Thank you. According to this, it says my 100th birthday.
It does.
Yeah.
You're the one that put it there.
No.
I don't know who did that. Maybe it was Sugar.
Maybe. It always gets on my nerves. Socks that's supposed to be, in, you know, for your left foot and your right foot, you know, and you can't left wear the left one on the right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, it gets on my nerves. I've got one on now. I think I've got a left one on my right foot, and it's just so uncomfortable.
Well, maybe you should get some ambidextrous socks.
Maybe. I nearly said, don't you think those socks are left-handed rather than right-handed?
Oh, my goodness.
Hand socks.
This is Broken Earth Radio Show. Our topic today is ghost hunting share, and if anybody else has any, you know, ghost hunting stuff they want to talk about or just any current, you know, crazy current events they want to talk about, give us a call. The number is 347-215-8421. Our chat room is also open as well if anybody wants to, you know, chat about it, post about it, that sort of thing. We're also going to be listening to Bill share his ghost hunting experience that he went on. He had an excursion this weekend. We'll hear about that. So, anything interesting that you wanted to talk about from, you know, just the world of weird stuff?
Yeah. Excuse me. One thing I just wanted to mention quickly is apparently I read an article somewhere where it said that after this meteor hit in Russia, now there's been an outbreak of rabies. Everybody's getting rabies. I don't know where it's truth in that, because I thought you'd have to be bitten by some sort of animal to get rabies or something, you know. I don't know. It could have been a fake. It could have been, you know. I don't know. Anyway. You make that of that what you will, but
maybe the zombie apocalypse is going to come from the meteors.
Maybe.
Is that right?
What?
Zombieism is some. It has. It's like the disease. I mean, from what I believe, there's some form of rabies in it.
But it makes you cannibalistic.
Well, it's. Makes you crazy. We're the cannibal eaters. Did I tell you that was the name of our zombie killing team, the cannibal eaters?
No.
Because I didn't tell you, because I just came up with it when I was texting my brother before the show started. Because, you know, we're supposed to be eating zombie pieces.
Feces?
Zombie pieces. We're supposed to be eating the zombie, like, what was it, their brain, their pituitary gland, and their adrenaline gland, and the pineal gland or something.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be eating all that. We're the zombie. We're the cannibal eaters. Anyway, I'll be quiet. Go on.
So I was reading about, you know, maybe, you know, things are going too far with some schools and the police and that. Here, a story about 1 5-year-old particularly stands out. Little boy was required to wear black shoes to school. Because he didn't have black shoes, his mum used a marker to cover up his white and red sneakers. A bit of red and white was still noticeable, so the child was taken home by the police. The child was escorted out of school so he and his mother would be taught a lesson. Ridiculous, perhaps, but incidents such as this are happening across Mississippi. A new report, Handcuffs on Success, the Extreme School Discipline Crisis in Mississippi Public Schools, that's a long report name, exposes just how bad it's become. Released on January the 17th, a report to the joint project between state chapters of the American Civil Liberties Union, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, The Mississippi Coalition for the Prevention of Schoolhouse, the Jailhouse, and the Advancement Project. The report
examines.
That was a mouthful. That examines more than 100 schools, school districts, and claimed that black students were affected by harsh disciplinary actions at a much greater rate than their white peers. It notes that for every one white student who was given an out-of-school suspension, three black students are suspended, even though black students comprise just half of the student population. Carlos McCray, an associate professor of the Fordham University Graduate School of Education in the Education Leadership Administration Program, says research has known that students who are subjected to multiple suspensions and expulsions are more likely to drop out of school. We all know where this leads.
Right.
Here we go. The report cited several examples of unfair disciplinary measures, including the story of the child with the black shoes. Other incidents include students on a school bus were throwing peanuts at one another. Because one of the peanuts hit the female bus driver, five black male high students were arrested on felony assault charges. Another one, a student was sent to juvenile detention center for wearing the wrong color socks. It was considered to be a probation violation from a previous fight. But, you know, I mean, what? Get the wrong color socks on. Get the police down here so they can handcuff you and tase you in the face.
They tased him?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, that's what they do, right? Protect and serve. I'm not saying they're all bad, but you know what I mean? As I was saying the other day, police brutality is one of the things that gets me annoyed the most.
I know it does. I know it does. It is very, because, I mean,
there's nothing you do about it.
I know. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
By the police, it's like, oh, well, you know.
It paralyzes you.
I don't know whether you remember, but I think I might mention it on another show about a cop that shot at a suspect 41 times, killing him. Sure, I mentioned it. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's like he's been fired.
Really?
This police officer, yeah. I'll tell you about it. A police officer in Texas has been terminated from the force after an investigation determined that he violated official policy when he rammed his car into a suspect's vehicle, cornered him, and then fired 41 shots, killing him. Officer Patrick Tudor shot and killed Michael Vincent Allen on August 12, 2012, but he's only now been fired more than 6 months later. He spent the last half year on administrative leave while the Garland Police Department conducted an investigation that was finally concluded this week. Tudor's been fired because he was found in violation of two general orders of our department. Garland PD spokesperson Joe Hahn tells the Dallas Morning News, "He violated our pursuit policy as well as our use of force policy." The events of last August occurred after Officer Tudor pursued Allen, an unarmed 25-year-old, because he wanted from running from the police only days earlier. A high-speed chase ensued, and Tudor followed Allen in his cruiser for around 30 minutes. At that point, Tudor slammed into Allen's pickup, reached for his gun, and fired 41 shots. Only three of the few dozen bullets entered Allen's body, but he died nonetheless from gunshot wounds to the back, side, and arm. His father said, "I don't see anybody reacting like that," the victim's father, Randy Allen, tells CBS 11 News. 41 shots. I mean, was the other police officers just standing there?
I know.
I can't believe someone didn't tackle him and say, "Stop, that's enough," he says.
They may have been terrified. But still, you know,
The officer's use of force was just excessive. It was excessive on top of excessive, he says. According to the officer's attorney, Tudor did feel in fear for his life. He didn't say from who, though, himself maybe, and was justified in firing his weapon. The estate of the victim is suing the officer for wrongful death. Meanwhile, Tudor's attorneys have been appealing the indefinite suspension that was enacted in August, according to some report, will appeal his determination. So, I mean, it is excessive. I mean, he was unarmed. I know he's run away from the police, but is that justified? 41 shots? I mean, really? He was, well, sounds like he was a bad shot to begin with. But, I mean, why 41 times? I mean,
that's, you know,
I mean,
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, it's the only case as well. I mean, there was another one as well, wasn't there, where there was some homeless guy or something stood there, and then all of a sudden it was like a firing squad, and they were just all executing him in the street. What? I mean, you know, what's going on? Anyway, this leads me on to something else. Many police officers in suburban Chicago have union contracts allowing them to work and drive while half drunk. And at least two... Oh, no, I can't say that word. It's too long. With blood alcohol content levels that would land ordinary drivers in jail with drunk driving charges, NBC5 reports that many suburban Chicago police departments have clauses written into their union contracts that prevent any kind of discipline against officers found with blood alcohol levels near or at the limits of legal intoxication. The article goes on, but that basically sums that up.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
What's the world coming to?
Well, where's the world been? Where's the world been? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it just, it does get, well, the things that, I guess it's the things that we can really talk about. I don't know. You talk to somebody that's much, much, much older, they've seen some pretty horrible things happen based upon certain things. It's, well, you know what I mean. You know, people are always, we're always, people, you know, humanity is always doing something horrible.
Yeah.
But it's your birthday today, and you know.
Those people are phoning up to say happy birthday to
you. There's, we have a line of people who
want
to tell you happy birthday.
I must be pretty
lucky.
Special.
Yeah.
Today.
You are. You're very lucky. Let's take a call. Let's take a call.
Okay.
And if anybody, like I said, if anybody has anything to share, if anyone wants a sample reading, if anybody wants to talk about anything as far as current events, please give us a call. The number is 347-215-8421. And we're going to take the caller at eeny, meeny, miny, I'm just kidding, at 724. 724, this is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you today?
Hi, guys. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hope you're enjoying your day. My name's Missy, and I am calling in because I wanted to know what was coming up for me as far as my love life is concerned.
Okay. Hold on. Let's see. Let's see.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay. All right. Now, is there somebody in particular that you really want to talk about?
There, I have a love. I have a romantic interest. You know, yeah.
Okay.
I have a romantic interest, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, I'm open.
It doesn't have to be that
anything.
Person.
We're not together.
Okay. All right. Let me. I'm trying to see. Let me think about something here. Hold on just a moment.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. I got it. I got it. I know what to do. I want to keep things as clear as possible for you. So,
sure.
All right, there he is. Okay. All right. Now, this person that, it looks like you're going through a, are you recently divorced or separated?
I am.
Okay. So we've got, in your recent past. We've got that happening. Right before that happened, it does look like you rekindled a friendship. Now, this is the deal. We've got some – one of the things I was wanting my guides to reveal to me is if you're pushing forward with the person that you have your interest in, I want them to say – I want things to be clear, clearly being okay. Someone that you already know. And if there's anyone new coming into your life, I want that to be clear. So
okay. First
off, it does look like there are a couple of people coming into your life that are new, or at least not him, okay? I'm just going to put
okay.
it that way. And
okay. That...
I want to ask you a question. I'm just going to flat out ask you because I want to keep this
sure.
simple. When did your separation or your divorce happen?
In the beginning of January.
Okay, so exactly 3 months, pretty much 3 months ago, which is, is this an actual divorce because it shows up as a divorce card?
Yes, it is. It is an actual
okay.
divorce, yes.
Okay, all right.
Pretty
so
sure I'm
for our time,
getting that, right? I mean, as far as
yeah.
the time.
Okay.
okay.
Yeah, but no, I mean, it's perfect because I go back three steps and that's where it is. So we're looking at months. We are actually looking at months, basically, for our timing. So the end of this month, there is a
okay.
new person coming into the picture. A couple of weeks later, there's another one. So it definitely looks like you are socializing, having a good time, you know, reattaching yourself to your friendships. And then... it looks like sometime in May is where the person that you really have your interest in actually presents himself to you as an option, like a real option, basically is saying, hey, you know, I'm here. Okay? So
that
right there, it does look like you may be a little bit confused at that time because you're kind of wondering – because you have these great options, really, really great options, a lot of fun, especially the person that's coming into the picture soon. And then the other one, it looks like you may just want to keep as a friend, okay? So just remember that. But he does finally say, he throws his hat into the ring in an authentic way. What I mean by that is he's actually wanting to push forward. It's not like he's just talking to you saying, hey, what's up, you know? So... but like I said, that looks like that's happening in May, okay?
Okay, so it's not something I should give up on necessarily.
Give up. No, I mean, I'm not going to tell you to give up on it. I know that idealistically what we'd prefer is to have our men pursue us or our, you know, I know that sometimes it's not that way. I know sometimes it's not perfect. But if you
right.
just sort of let him do whatever he's going to do, it looks like that's around the time period where he's really kind of like ready. Okay.
Okay. Okay. And I have a question. The person that you said, I do have a friend that I'm talking to, like a new friend right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like I said, a friend. And I'm wondering if that's the person the person that's coming up, or is that just some, I mean, what am I trying to say?
Let me ask you a question. Back in November, I'm seeing that there's somebody around that, like Halloween, November time, there's somebody who you connected with at that point.
I can't remember.
Maybe go back a little bit. Maybe around September.
Well, September. Yeah, I was connecting with the person you said that was going to come ahead in May.
Yeah, because that's. I mean, whoever it is. Because when I go backward, it looks like it was two steps before your divorce that this person actually. It shows up as a friendship connection. You know, like, here we go. We're just kind of snapping together a little bit. And then that's the person in May that is pulling for. Remember, I don't make this harder than it is. That's what
okay.
I was. I already did that for you. Okay.
Perfect.
So the person that's coming through in May is the one that you really want it to be, and all the other people that come on in between that, they show up as minor key players. And I was looking basically in the cards to make it simple. I was asking our guides to show me the king. If we're playing chess,
okay.
show me the king. And then, you
wow.
know, if you have to show me any other players, that's fine. Show me the other players too. But just show me the king. And so the king shows up in May. And when I go backwards, it looks like you guys connected around October, November time. But if that's September, it's no big deal. It's just a month, whatever. But
right.
that's where it looks like it. That's where it looks like you guys really kind of reconnected in the first place.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Don't make
Thank
it harder
so
than it has to be. Okay. No problem.
Okay.
No problem, Missy.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to talk to you. Okay.
It's right, good to talk to you too.
Thanks a lot, dear. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye. I want to hear about your ghost hunting.
Yeah, we're under the section featured.
Mm-hmm.
Featured shows. You know, mm-hmm. we're on that page.
We're not there?
We are.
Really?
You know, the spiritual section. Featured in live. And it's got like six in there, featured, and we're in the end. How cool is that?
How sexy.
Yeah, damn, yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to see use the Lord's name in vain. Right, you want me to get onto this year?
Did you want to get onto it, or did you want to have, you know, do, you know, take listen to a song, a couple of songs,
yeah.
and then we'll
I
come
do.
Back and, yeah, let's do that. Rubber?
I was going to say we have an awesome tune coming up that I've chosen off the movie The Mist. It's pretty cool, so keep your ears out for that, and your eyes.
Is that a hint?
No, at all. No, I'm just saying it's, just want to prepare people for it, you know, because it might just be, like, too much. Well,
it may make your brains explode.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll have you know that I, like, have, like, sat up and created a song list for your birthday.
Oh, I've ruined it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You
no, I
my
didn't.
Song. Forget about that.
No. No. No, actually, I had actually provided space in there for your song.
So we got Marilyn Manson coming up, Linkin Park. And
no, the songs that you sent, you chose for today.
Are you going to get to choose one song on my birthday?
But I chose the songs for you.
That's right.
I did the work for you.
All right, thank you.
So you could do the shots of vodka.
I ain't got no shots.
Okay, seriously, though. If anybody wants to give us a call, give us a call at 347-215-8421. When we get back, we're going to talk to the Gemini Diva, but before that, we're going to listen to some music. I want everybody to sit back and drink some tea or drink some beer or whatever, or clean your house and boogie, whatever it is that you're doing. But this is the Broken Earth Radio Show, and we will be back. Thank you.
happen. What a chance! Big fat backstabbing. Hit him, Fred, hit him. Hey!
We're back.
You know, there was a moment there where I thought that we'd lost the show because there was a pause in the song for about 5 seconds. And not only that, Skype froze up at the same time.
Oh, really?
And I thought it was over the end.
You're
and
like,
also,
no!
Did he say, I don't know karate, but I know crazy?
Yes, he did.
Is that what he said? He really said that. Right.
You think it's funny because that's what I say to you when I'm screaming at you? I've never screamed at you.
Didn't say you did.
I'm just saying that it's never, ever happened. I don't do that. So.
Ow.
Let's take this caller. Well, I'll give you a moment to gather your thoughts, and we're going to talk to the Gemini Diva.
Gemini Diva.
And then we're going to talk about Saturday night.
Yes. Saturday night.
Gemini Diva, this is...
Oh, sorry, I was looking the wrong direction. I didn't hear you pointing at me, sorry.
Gemini Diva, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you today?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
hi,
I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm sorry. How are you guys doing?
Great.
All right, thanks. You?
Okay, I'm good. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
Nunu,
well,
I love how... I love how you call me the Gemini Diva. Oh, goodness. If only it was that simple.
I know. Well, what's on your mind today?
Well, I know I've been calling you from time to time. I know I've been calling you from time to time about my love life, and I was listening to the read you gave to the caller before me. So... I think I'm going to go ahead and ask you to just tap into my spirit and just see what's going on with the love life for me.
Okay. Okay. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Wow. Let me see. Okay. I want to. I want to keep this very simple, and it doesn't look like you've got simple things going on, do you?
Okay. No.
Okay. I want to just go for it because it looks like that there's a relationship going on with a man here. But the thing is, I've got this it says for you to be on your guard because there is a return of a woman into his life.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they have some issues. They have issues that are not repairable, but it still looks like she's going to try to come back. Does this make sense to you?
I don't know because I don't have anyone in my life. So
you don't? Oh, okay. 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 Well, the person is here. I mean, he shows up just like right here, right now. So if I need to change this up a little bit to maybe put this into a timeline for you, because I believe that this is going to be something that starts happening around July time. If I have to adjust this, you know, if it's not happening right now, if I can move this over into another time space, it would be in the summer.
Well, let me just kind of give you some insight as to what I've just found out.
Okay.
The guy who you're picking up on, we fell out last year. I haven't been talking to him. In the meantime, I had been having dreams about a baby. And this little girl's face just kept on showing up. And he sent me a picture of a newborn baby that he just had. I don't know who the mom is. I don't know who she is. But this little baby came to me in my dreams.
Okay.
And I was like so shocked because I was like, wow. I've seen this baby's face since last year, and then he showed me a picture of the baby, and then that's her. I was just so shocked.
Right. Well, there's supposed to, well, apparently, I'm going to tell you exactly what our guides are telling
okay.
you, okay?
Okay.
Basically,
okay.
the issues are the other woman and the man, and
mm-hmm.
it says be on your guard because this woman returns, and she has deep issues with her that are very difficult to repair, but she brings conflict. She brings this small person, which could very likely be this baby.
Mm-hmm.
And it also says that she's withdrawn from him, and she's looking for some sort of reciprocation, and it says that she's got the sword over him, which is basically saying she's holding some sort of control over him.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that he leaves carelessly and negligently, and there's progress of some sort with them. Except it's one of those things where it's breaks and returns, breaks and returns, breaks and returns.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's basically what you're dealing with in the time period, which looks like it starts this summer. So, what we take from this situation is basically that he tries to rekindle things with you and things are going okay, but you have to be on your guard because this person is going to be trying to come back through. Now, I know that when I look at this, I see that she's just looking for help of some sort
mm-hmm.
because the way that he leaves her, whatever situation he leaves her in, he's not being helpful. But remember,
mm-hmm.
sometimes we, as human beings and as women too, instead of us seeing that all we need is one thing, we try to misconstrue it into a relationship. Like, 'cause it looks like she's going to be trying to seek a relationship with him, but all she just needs is help. But she may not know that. This is me looking outside, looking from the outside in into a fishbowl. You see what I mean?
Yeah, because I never asked him if he was in a relationship with the mom, the little baby's mom. I never asked him. So would you agree that it was a kind of relationship where it was just a sex thing?
It was just, that's all it was, because, you know, the character that represents her, that's what it means. Somebody who was basically being objectified, somebody he was just sleeping with. But remember that because this looks like he's going to be trying to rekindle things with you very soon, because this conflict happens in the summer,
mm-hmm.
You know, she is going to be trying to insert herself into his life as the other woman, so to speak. So just I'm telling you, this situation looks so like so preventable. If you
yeah.
just basically, if you just call it for what it is, say,
right.
you know, but talk to him in a way that is, you know, with men sometimes we have about 2 minutes and 10 words and they don't want to listen anymore. And I know that sounds
right.
very general, but,
right, right.
but it's true. Like Bill can't even tell you what I just said. So basically,
what?
See, there you go. But,
uh-huh.
but realistically though, seriously though, on all the serious side, if you just basically tell him the way you left her leaves her in a lurch and she doesn't really want you, she just wants help. But the way that, because she's, you know, she sees me as some sort of competition, it'll turn into this. So we can prevent all this stuff from happening by just saying, this is what it is. This is
right.
all that it is. Okay.
So you think he'll listen to me if I tell him that in that manner?
Well, I mean, you just don't come across as a jealous woman. If you come across hysterical, he's not listening, you know. But if you just say, you know what, and especially if you listen to him now, if he's telling you, I never really cared about her, I was just this, I was just that, you know, and she was this and that, and he's not talking to her and he's not helping. I mean, I don't want you to, you know, try to force him to do something he's not wanting to do, because anyone who's not being a father, I mean, we can't make them do what they don't want to do, or they, you know, it's just crazy town. But basically, what I'm saying is that if you tell him, look, she's going to try to come back, and she's going to really try to come back because I'm here, then she's going to be thinking, you know, that she wants you, but she just wants help. So just be prepared for that, because all she needs is help. So you need to be thinking about what you really want to do with that situation before you suck me into this. And just put it out like that. But only bring it up when he's talking to you.
Okay. Because I just have this pull toward the baby. I don't know why. I don't know where this is coming from. It's almost like I seen the baby last year, then he showed me the picture this year, and it's almost like me and the baby have some type of connection or something, which is crazy to me.
Well, what I actually hear when you say that is you and him have a very deep spiritual connection, and you're kind of seeing some things that are happening in his life, some things that he's in turmoil with, and the situation is about the child. But what I really see in addition to that is that since you are the person that, like me, is on the outside looking in, if you can remember to keep the child as, you know, when drama's happening, remember to tell him, this is about the child. This is not about your ego or her ego. It's about the well-being of a small person who didn't ask for this and who isn't looking for drama and who isn't looking for conflict, so that you can try to be the voice of reason and maintain some sort of sanity in a situation that looks like it's fixing to go crazy.
Yeah.
So it's not so much just about, you know, the spiritual link to the to the baby, but it's also about your spiritual link into what is actually compassionate and truthful in this triangle that is about to become. But it doesn't even have to be a triangle.
Right. It doesn't have to be a triangle. Yeah.
You know, if you can just tell him, look, you don't really want her, and she doesn't really want you. She just wants help. But sometimes we have to sabotage other people. We think we have to sabotage other people's situations or their happiness to get what we want, and that's not the case. So, you can eliminate the future Jeremy Kyle, Jerry Springer, Maury Povich episode by just calling it what it is, and then, you know, yeah.
So that leads me to the next thing. I mean, so this thing is going to take romantic, like a romantic level with me and him?
Right. And that's something it's in your aura now. So it's something that's going to be happening, but the conflict looks like it's going to be happening around summertime. Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad you told me, because now it makes sense. The baby and then all the friction. I'm glad you said it. So now I'm going to work on it, and I'm going to nip it in the bud before it even starts.
Exactly. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for listening, dear. Okay?
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your call.
Okay. She was about to say you too. Thanks for listening. You too. That was a good call. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. Okay.
Talking about Jeremy Kyle. You know, I was sitting here this morning watching the telly, just finding something to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And it, anyway, I mean, because I've not watched that much TV this past week or whatever, I'm not really watching much anyway, but even so, you know, this morning it just seems like loud noise. I mean, I don't mean I had the volume up really loud, but each channel, it was just like hectic chaos. Like Jeremy Kyle was on, and it was like 999 Rescue, you know, like, or 911 Rescue, just so you know what that is. And I was watching Gordon Ramsay, and it was just like chaos. And then every channel I went through, and then there was like music channel, and it was like music you did not want to hear at 7 o'clock in the morning. I was just like, I had them muted in the end, and then I think I found something, but it's just each channel, it was just so chaotic. And
then you had to hear me talking.
I know, I mean, you know.
Blah, 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 blah. Is that what I sound like?
I'm going to have to work and hear it all from other people.
Well, you know what? Please tell about your experience. Or, you know what? I would like you to give us a brief synopsis of your experience and tell us what you really would like to see happen on these ghost hunts.
Not only going to give you a brief thing, I'm going to tell you the whole thing.
Can the whole thing last for like 2 minutes and
no.
10 seconds?
It'd be longer than that. Why? What's happening?
Because that's about how much time I have to listen to somebody talk.
Until...
Stop listening. I'm just kidding. That's you. Anyway, go.
Well, as some people would know, I've been doing ghost hunting recently. I did one about a month and a half ago, a place called Stanley Palace, where there was strange knocking and table tipping and glasses moving and some strange stuff going on. We had the ghost box out. Anyway. I went to somewhere called Penny Lan, which is near Rwaben, in the UK, and it's Penny Lan Hall that we went to specifically, which is said to date back as far as 1690, and it was remodeled in 1830, it's now a compact square, castellated building. So, you know, I got picked up at about 7:30, and We actually got to the lane it was on at about 8:55 to 9:00. Just picked somebody else up. And we were up and down this lane until about 9:10, trying to find the right road. It was like pitch black. And went up and down this lane about 5 or 6 times. The car got stuck down like a dirt track road, and the car hardly got back up. I thought we were going to be stuck there. It was like a strange creature which ran across the road in front of us. I didn't know what it was. Like some big rat looking thing, but it was like too big to be a rat. I don't know what it was.
A child?
Maybe, yeah. feral child. So the weird thing is, we were up and down this road, and then eventually when we found it, after I made a few phone calls to the, you know, the founder of the Spirit Quest UK team, it was actually up this road, which I only actually saw once out of the whole times we were going up and down the road. And it was really strange. It was like it wasn't there. Anyway, and we went up the road, this driveway to the house, and all of a sudden we were confronted by about 3 pairs of green eyes staring at us, and these weird white-looking creatures stood in the road, which turned out to be sheep. But because of the colours of them, they were all like amalgamated into each other, so you can make out a definitive shape.
Uh-huh.
And the guy that was driving was like, "What the hell is that? What the hell are they?" I was like, "I don't know. What is it?" It turned out to be sheep.
These guys are scaring each other.
Glowed green in the dark. So we were already late, and they were wondering where we were, because they wanted to get started. And then these sheep, they hardly moved, and they started like walking in front of the car at about 30 miles an hour. And they're just like honking the horn, and they just like walk a little bit quicker. Anyway, we got there. Some places, you know, we haven't had snow for a couple of weeks, and there were some places around the Wrexham area, and it was a few feet deep still, just hanging around and hanging around. So anyway, got to Penny Lan Hall, finally, and it's like a big mansion kind of building, like a huge place. Because the Stanley Palace I went to last time, it was an old building, but, you know, it wasn't that big. There wasn't that many rooms. But we got there. We had to sit down in this room with this long table on, probably enough for 20 people. And basically, we started in like what seemed like the living room, and the ceiling was about 18 foot high. It was that tall, you know. And I said, it must cost a fortune to heat this place. And put us all together, and then the psychic was there, did a protection on us all to keep us safe from anything negative, you know. They might want to feed on our souls. Sorry, I'll rephrase that. Our souls. Sorry. That could have sounded completely wrong then. They want to feast on our souls. Anyway.
I know. I just go, okay? Just go.
Right, I'll see you all next week. Well, one of the first things I noticed was, you know, a really old book with like a leather cover, and it was about 3 foot by 2 foot. It was huge. I was going to ask somebody about it because it's like, what is this book for? You can't even pick it up and read it. Well, there was a piano in there, and we turned off the lights, and we were trying to contact the spirits, and it was supposed to be a woman we were trying to contact. A few people said they saw orbs in the room. There was a piano in there, and there was one of the cameraman. He wants to play the piano, and he played the piano with Stanley Palace as well, because these kind of things, these kind of connections of music, especially playing the old instruments, such as a piano,
mm-hmm.
is supposed to create, you know, a spirit attraction. So he played the piano, and he had an EMF meter on top of the piano, which started going off, you know, started crazy, going like from green up through orange into red, like there was something electromagnetic frequency around that area, so you need to be like in the immediate area of that, you know, like probably a few inches away,
mm-hmm.
and it was picking up something that we couldn't see. We decided to get a glass out as well, upturned glass, and put it on a table to see if it would move around, you know. I guess kind of like using it like a Ouija board, but not quite as dangerous.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't want to mess around with a Ouija board.
Right.
If you leave doors open, if you don't close stuff off and do it right, it's just opening a doorway to negative spirits and things, you know. So I hadn't done this on the last one before. It's not something I've done before with the, you know, resting the fingers on top of the glass. There was about 5 of us around it. I didn't do that on the... They did do it at Stanley Palace about a month and a half ago, but I didn't actually have part in that. But nobody would come up and do it, so that's why I thought, well, I'll join in this then. And it was moving around, but it kept going towards one woman. We were asking questions, and it would move around in circles, and it didn't look like anybody was putting any pressure on it at all, you know. From what I could see, there was something making the glass move around, and it wasn't the forces of the people with their fingers resting on the top of it. and then after about 5 minutes, it just stopped and wouldn't move anymore. So it looked like whatever it was had left. It kind of faded out though, because you're asking questions, and it like the energy just seemed to, it didn't like suddenly stop, it like faded, like it was running out batteries or something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just the energy ran low. So I don't think there was, but we heard a couple of sounds here and there, but there was nothing significant. So we moved on to, where did we go after that? We went down into the cellar. So we ventured down into the cellar, down these steps, and was a bit cramped in that. I could barely stand up straight down there. And it was like what you'd expect a cellar to look like. There was nothing down there. There was like a metal gate which was locked, which I believe was used to make a bit like a jailhouse or a prison to keep people in. And it kind of split into two sections, I think. One off to the left-hand side of this little corridor tunnel thing, and then one off to the right. I went into the left-hand side first, and like somebody had cut these, like done cuttings of like half-naked women all over the place, like maybe with an arm missing or something like that, and stuck them all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
It was really weird. It was like something you'd see out of some strange serial killer movie. So it was nice being down there, you know.
Sounds awful.
It was pretty messed up, but it was like the shit out of my zone, yeah. And I think I cleared out most of the cobwebs in my head in that place, because I think I was the tallest person there. And I was just scraping the head, and all these, there was loads of spiders down there. You all right there?
No.
Oh. Crawl it up in your ears, Lane.
Okay, stop.
So anyway, we were all stood in there, and the psychic said she saw a red orb between my legs. Now, red orbs are supposed to represent evil entities. So I had an evil entity between my legs. Not for the first time, mind you. What are you laughing at?
Okay, go on.
So, the cameraman panned over to me, and I think he may have caught an orb in where I was standing. Not a red one necessarily, but. And there was a blocked off tunnel where I was, you know, from where I was standing. There was the entrance to a tunnel, so I don't know whether it had come through that way or something. We got a foldable table out and set it up, and we wanted to try and do some table tipping, you know, so, you know, where the spirits come along and they start moving the table through people's energy from just resting their fingers on the table, similar to like you would be moving to the glass, but this is like to tip the table over. And I did see this, I did witness this at the Stanley Palace place, but nobody was really keen to do it again. So, and I said, well, I'll try it, but with me being tall, it was a low table, and last time I had such a backache from leaning down. So I said, I'll try it for a bit anyway. So there was a fuse around this table, and nothing would happen. It wouldn't move. We thought we felt something, like some sort of vibrational energy trying to, but it wasn't quite, there wasn't enough energy there to make it move. And I had to stop anyway. Some other woman took over, and it was like, this was pitch, you couldn't see a hand in front of your face. It was that dark. And I scared some woman because I actually touched her on the bottom, and she freaked out and turned around. And I said, sorry, no, that was me. It was an accident. Now, I don't know, maybe I should have not admitted to touching her on her behind. Maybe I should have just said it was a spirit, because I could have, you know, got myself into trouble there. It was kind of a difficult situation to be in. It was an accident, though. I'll put it that way. It was an accident. Even though it was dark in there, I could see the shocked look in her eyes. I thought she was getting groped by some evil entity. And she was right. So nothing was going on there, so we decided to move into... There was something going on in the corridor area between the two rooms, but I couldn't get out because I was trapped by these women. Then they were with the fingers on the table, I couldn't actually get out. But they said that they heard noises, and it sounded like something had been thrown. So I went around and eventually made it out and went into the other area of the cellar, where there was a horrible, oppressive feeling in there. It wasn't very nice at all. There was like some... What remained of, like... the skeleton of a mattress and like all the metal bits inside. I think I showed you a picture of that on my phone. It was like rollerball. And there was a couple of people left upstairs, but the majority of people were downstairs. And while we were down there, we heard what sounded like somebody walking across above the cellar. distinctive footsteps, you know, definitely somebody walking around, like a heavy person, you know, like a big man or something like that. And they radioed upstairs and said, are you walking around up there to the people? You know, send me a couple, like I said, are you walking around? And they said, no, we just sat here. We actually heard voices as well, and they said they weren't talking up there. So that was quite strange. I mean, they did say nobody was walking around, and you distinctly heard footsteps.
Right.
Question about it. So we're in this room for a bit, and then everybody like filtered back into the corridor, and then I realized that I was stood in this cellar area all on my own. And I was like, oh, what am I doing? And that was a bit strange, because I had like a whole empty cellar, oppressive cellar with darkness just behind me, wondering what's in the darkness, you know. But I think they got the ghost box out, but the ghost box is it's like a device that scans the radio waves,
mm-hmm.
and the spirits use their voice. They use their energy to bring out words and that keyword. Sometimes you just like, get a bit of a song or something. You can tell it's something being picked up from the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But they set it up, and there wasn't anything specific that happened there. We went back upstairs, and I think we had a break at some point. You know what? I think I told you I bought myself like a 3-pound flask for my tea from the supermarket. It's going to cost me £3. And it was nice and warm, but all night, up until, you know, about 3:30 or whatever it was. It kept it nice and hot, you know, drinkably warm or hot. And somebody had bought one that was like 3 times the price, no, 4 times the price of mine. His was cold by 10 o'clock. Oh, that was all about. Anyway, I was sat there while everybody was crying into their cold tea.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a break, and where did we go then? I think we went upstairs into one of the bedrooms, like both of us split up, was a nursery and a bedroom. Went into the bedroom. There was nothing going on in there. Comfortable temperature. Nothing as such happened in there, I don't think. So we decided to join the other people in the nursery. There was a... and we were sat on the beds in that. It was a clear night, and the moonlight was shining through the windows. They think they caught a few orbs on camera there. But there was supposed to be this evil entity or something. It was called Pete or something, which was lived down in the cellar. And funnily enough, I saw a newspaper cut out, you know, along with all the nude women, of the name Pete as well, like Pete,
mm-hmm.
to like one of the beans in there, which was weird. Anyway, what were we doing? We're trying to get contact through making noises or something in that room, like bangs and knocks, which I've experienced before, but nothing particularly happened. So they got the ghost box out, and the name Sam kept coming through. And also what came through was a woman's voice shouting, Bill.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, a few people picked up on this. I thought it might have just been me. But there was like, I heard about 5 people go, oh, Bill. So hopefully that was caught on the camera or something, and I'll be able to play that back or something. But it sounded like a woman's voice shouting my name. But this name Sam kept coming through. But there was nothing really other than that on the ghost box again. No specific words, not as much as coming through on the Stanley Palace one, where I picked up the words like, what was it? I thought I heard something like kill them or something, was it, I think? And sick. And something like Tom. I can't remember now. Still waiting for that DVD to come through, so I'll be able to remember
right.
that at some point. So we were up there in the nursing room, the nursery, sorry. And not so much going on, so we decided to go back into the, some of us decided to go back into the other room, although before nothing was going on, set the ghost box up. I thought I heard the name Sam come through again. But there wasn't much going on, but I tell you what, the temperature in there dropped, like, considerably compared to what it was before. I mean, it was, like, icy cold. There wasn't really an explanation for that. Because there's no windows open from the time of maybe, like, 15 minutes. It just, the temperature was freezing there. So, from there, we went up these stairs, around here, down there, and it's such a big house. We made it up into the servants' quarters, and you have to, like, go up steps, duck down, turn right, step down one, and step up one, left, down a corridor, in here, around there. And we all crammed into this little room, like 20 people into a room, which was probably about, I don't know, 8 foot by about 6 foot. Two beds in there. But, we were trying to make contact again, but I don't think there was anything happened then, and it was time for us to get going, because the clocks changed, went forward an hour for us, so it kind of messed up a bit of the investigation, because all of a sudden it was time for us to get out of there.
Right.
So I think that was the majority of what happened there. It wasn't a huge amount of stuff. There was a couple of, you know, interesting things, but I think the majority of the evidence will be caught on camera, especially if there's orbs and unexplained things on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be able to review the audio better, because it might be audio which wasn't picked up by our ears, but was picked up on digital recorders and the cameras. So, yeah. It was a good night. Met some good people there. And yeah, it was an interesting place. It was just a bit disappointing that not as much happened as we were hoping. But the psychic believed that this, whoever it was that was in the cellar, this negative entity was holding everybody back from coming forward. You know, the other entities from creating, you know, from communicating or making any noises or communicating in any kind of way, like banging or, you know, whatever. They believed this person was holding them back, this negative entity, but... You know, I'll wait for the videos to come through, excuse me, and see what evidence they got on there. And, yeah, maybe I'll go another time, to, especially going to somewhere called the Tower. It's like a medieval place, I think, but we'll see. You know, it can be quite draining, so we'll see what happens. But there you go. That's your
latest ghost hunting excursion.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. All right, so if anybody has anything to share, give us a call. Our number is 347-215-8421. We actually do have some people in the queue, but we do need to take a little bit of a break. When we get back, we're going to take the caller at 856, okay? Just give us a moment and we will be back.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com. 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth. we're back. And I'm sure you're thinking that there might be some shorter Dead Can Dance songs out there that we could have chosen today.
No,
but the answer is no.
No, damn right. Well, no, that's an awesome song because it's on the end of the Mist movie. If you haven't seen that, you should see that because it's pretty cool. But
yeah,
I think that's an awesome song. That's why I chose it for today because, you know, it's a special day.
Yes, it is a special day. It's
so,
like
so
the,
long,
it,
but, you know.
No, I mean, I love Dead Can Dance. I've always really liked them, and yay.
Yeah. Especially when I take some calls.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yeah.
I think you're going to take this next call.
I don't know what I'm doing. Hello? Welcome to the Broken Earth Show. This is Bill and Noonan. How can we help you today?
Fine, how are you?
All right, you?
Good.
Doing
good.
Okay? Good.
Yep.
What's on your mind today? How can I help you?
If you pick up any relationships coming my way or anything new in the next couple weeks.
Okay, I'll get my assistant Noonan to help you out right now.
All right, cool.
Hello, can I have your name, please?
Sure, it's Rosemaria. How are you?
Rosemaria?
Right.
I'm good, sweetie. I'm good. I want you to relax. Just breathe. Breathe in and out. Take some nice, good, deep breaths. Just relax. So we want to see what's going up in your love life, huh?
Right.
Everybody wants some love today. Let's see. All right, dear, let's see. Okay. Okay. I want to, Rosemaria, there's a lot here, and we're trying to keep things a little simple,
cool.
But I want to ask you a question. There's a person here that's in your aura, and it really looks like that you're not actually in a relationship. Is that correct?
All right.
Okay. Now, this person, is this somebody that you know from the internet, or is this actually somebody that you know face to face, or that perhaps maybe you're keeping in touch with on the internet?
Face to face. I know for a long,
it is face to face.
Long time.
But it's been a long, long time. Okay. But do you use the internet to communicate at all?
No.
Okay. All right. Hold on just a moment. All right. Now, it's getting too complicated to keep this short, but I'm just going to drop to the point. I'm trying to eliminate a couple of things that I could interpret, you know, your experience as, but because I've basically eliminated, you know, things that would keep this very simple, like if you were talking through the net or you know, just that sort of thing. I do see that this person cares about you a great deal. I do see that this is somebody that you have a very great connection with. But for some reason, it just kind of looks like you guys are friends. And there keep and the other bit is though is I keep seeing these other elements of women, and these women here if they're not actually live women, these look like these could be characteristics of you. Because even when I look at his side of the story, it's like there's characteristics of him that are all molding like this, like there's different pieces of him that you deal with periodically. I know that this is going to sound probably confusing to people that are listening, but it just kind of, to me, it looks like you're dealing with sometimes he's this way and sometimes you have to play this role. Sometimes he's that way and you have to play a different role. And but it's like roles. It's like it's as if you have to be a different person with him time to time because of the way he is. And I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, his, like, moods.
Yeah. Right. And so, but basically what knits you guys together is a friendship. But I'm not going to say that this is just always going to be two buddies, you know, high-fiving each other. It really just kind of looks like he is a solid, separate entity, and you're a solid, separate entity. And sometimes you guys come together for a purpose. But I'm having a hard time finding a point where you guys actually blend and braid your lives together, okay? So in the brief amount of time that we have for this, I, as a seer, I can't tell you to stop caring about him because it looks like you guys care about each other a great deal, but it really looks like this is what it is. Where exactly where you are is exactly what it's going to be, okay? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, okay. Well, thank you for listening. If you want something more in depth, please give us, you know, look us up on Facebook. It's, you know, Broken Earth Radio, Psychic Nunu. You know, we're here for you. We're also here every Tuesday. But with the amount of time we have, this is, you know, you know, this looks like this is what you're truly dealing with, and this is it. Okay?
So just basically friends, nothing more.
Yeah. 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 Okay?
All right, cool.
All right. Thank you, dear. Good luck.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm sorry that sounded really sinister. I didn't mean to do that.
Well, you do it all the time.
Do I? I didn't notice.
Well, I noticed.
Bye.
So you're
crazy.
You know, your story, your experience, your ghost experience, ghost hunting excursion. I wish that they would capture like some real craziness and see monsters eating each other. That's what I wish would happen.
No.
And then you're screaming and hollering and you have to run for your life. And then you run all the way home. And then they're waiting for you in the bathroom.
It's not something
that's going to happen.
you know, I'd want to happen.
I know, I'm just playing around. But it's, you know, because, you know, I think that going on these excursions, there's a secret desire to have, you know, to have yourself scared to death.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd like something really crazy to happen. And then I get, which, well, I've witnessed that kind of thing before, but it's sometimes with crazy stuff that, you know, you say that I cannot explain. It's unfortunately when the small things that you can't discount, you know, it being logical things, which is the problem sometimes. You need that something that you really can say, I don't know what that is. It must be paranormal. It cannot be explained, you know.
Right. Right.
But maybe I'll go on another one. We don't know. Sorry, let me just.
See, but you didn't bring like a big, gigantic turkey dinner this time?
what, to Ethan during the break?
Yeah.
No. I just have turkey sandwiches. Does that count?
Well, you were saying people were busting out, you know, carafes of drinks and picnic baskets.
They certainly were. But no, I had like a sandwich and, you know, just some tea and stuff.
You know, there's, for any of you Walking Dead fans, there is a Daryl Dixon beer now. It's made by the Walker Brothers in Atlanta, Georgia. So see if you can find that. It's a Daryl Dixon beer. It's called like it has something to do. It's Crossbow. I think it's called Crossbow beer or something like that. I'm gonna be interested to try that out.
Well, it's called Strongbow. That's a bit too close to Strongbow, really.
There's a Strongbow. Well, this is Daryl Dixon beer. Duh. This is not
Daryl's
Walking
beer.
Daryl Dixon beer.
Well, you know, don't knock it till you've tried it.
Oh, my goodness. Everything has to be something different with you. Next week, I wanted to try something out. I want to see if anybody's interested in something like this. I'm interested in doing somebody's finally laughing. She gets it. Anyway, there is what if we do something like you know, have people send out their SOS, so to speak, post to us on either the Broken Earth website, which just do it. Just go on ahead and do it.
I did it.
Do it again so you can have it out of your system. Post on the Broken Earth website.
I thought you were waiting for me to say it.
I was waiting for the echo.
Oh.
Or, and we have it, I just posted it in the chat room, and it's also on the banner page for the radio show, or you can go to the Facebook page, Broken Earth Radio Facebook page. It's called Broken Earth Radio Show.
Whoa. No way.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, if you want to get in contact with me.
But I'm not talking about that yet. I'm talking about people posting to us so that we can kind of, and pleading their story, and we can talk to somebody and give them like a full reading on an episode. Not necessarily this next episode, but just, you know, we'll advertise it for a couple of weeks for people to do that. And then I know that sometimes when people need readings or they want readings, they need them now. You know, I have
given away a full free reading on a show.
On the show, and it'll be like 30 minutes, a 30-minute reading on the show that we'll do live on the show. And it's all about you. It's not anything that's rushed. We can get into detail, that sort of thing. And I'm saying that because, like, the last person we spoke to, she had some issues going on with her. You know, she's got something going on with her. And for me to just come in and say, well, it looks like that's all there is or it is anymore, you know, that is not a good feeling. And a reading isn't supposed to really crush us. But it does look like she's got she had a very, very intense relationship with someone. But, you know, if we're looking for someone in your life to, like, you know, have a house with and have babies with and that sort of thing, you know, she's dealing with someone that is wanting something different, you know. So that's the sort of thing I'm talking about. It's like, it's you know, it's a connection, and it's a spiritual connection, it's a soul connection, but it's just not exactly people that are wanting the same things. And that's something that needs to have more than some, you know it all like me saying, you know, sorry, womp womp, you know, because that's not what a reading is supposed to be about. So anyway, if anybody wants to look us up on those two options, the Broken Earth Radio page on Facebook or even our website, do that. Plead your case, write to us, and if we choose you, we'll give you a reading, a really good reading. And, you know, it can really, really help you out.
Yeah, maybe next week's show. I've still got some more of the interview with Colin Doyle to go through. We've already covered on the previous shows about ghosts and strange entities, and I think I've still got UFOs and a bit of precognition as well to cover yet on the interview, so maybe I'll get that sorted out for next week's show as well.
Okay. And Missy, one of our previous callers, or she was calling in today, she said that she appreciates the honesty, because some people tell you what you want to hear, and that does a lot of harm, and it really does. It can make you obsessive, and it can, you know, it's frustrating. It can be frustrating. It can also keep some people from really living. You know, I remember being a very, very young, new reader when I was really trying to first start reading people, maybe 16 or 17 years old, and there was a woman that I used to talk to, and she was old. And I'm not judging her when I say she was old. She was in her 70s. And she had been waiting for somebody since she was a teenager. They were still friends. He was married and had kids, and she never had that, because she was waiting for him to come back to her. So that is a whole life of waiting.
I think I remember you telling me about that, actually.
Yeah.
See, I do listen sometimes.
You listen all the time.
What?
Anyhow, so that's one of the things that, that's one of the things that gosh, I laugh at the wrong time, don't I? That's one of the things, though, that it's like, you know, that it's not, you know, I don't want to, you know.
Well, the thing is, you want to help people transcend and move on with their lives. And you tell them what they want to hear, they're going to be stuck. And if you're interested in the people coming back and paying you all the time and being stuck, if it's all about the money to you, then that's what people do. That's what some psychics do, some readers. They just want to keep you in the same spot. So they keep coming back and dragging it out, make it more painful for you so they get more money. But this isn't the way we roll. It's just upfront and honest and, you know, helping people move on with their lives. And like I said, not just telling them what they want to hear, because that's not the right way to go about it.
I know that, you know, sometimes there are things that we do, that people do to keep themselves stuck as well, though, like not giving people breaks when they need breaks, you know, just pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing because you really feel like there's something that's supposed to be and it just isn't happening. I think we all have experienced that, and all it does is make something, it pushes it so far off that it may not ever come back. So it's just really important that we have to respect each other's we have to respect each other's space, and we have to respect each other's psychic space too. And that's something that I think we should talk about when we do that show. But if anybody wants a reading, or if you have a friend or whatever, look us up and petition your your requests. I don't know how to put it. pledge your allegiance. No, I'm just kidding. Just basically put it out there, you know, write us about what it is that you need. And when we have that show, it won't be the next show. It'll be the next one. So we'll say in 2 weeks, because we'll advertise this again, and we'll give you a real thorough, good reading. But we have like 7 minutes left, and I want to close the show out properly.
Okay. But as I was saying before, if somebody, anybody wants to get in touch with me, you can email me at Bill Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, at live.com. If there's anything you want to talk about, you know, anything, give us any feedback for the show, then please send me an email. And, you know, we'd appreciate that. So, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
What was that? You made it sound like I wasn't being honest.
You're... You just got to listen. You got to listen to how I hear you talk sometime, which is going to be
compelling. How is that possible?
You know,
well, I appreciate all the happy birthdays today. Thank you for everybody and anybody who's called in as well.
I think it's been a really good birthday for you today.
Yeah, it is. A bit before I had to go to work and a bit after.
Yeah. Well.
Well, remember, we keep coming back here doing the show, not just because, you know, well, not because we're not in it for the money.
We're in it for
because the... Because there isn't any money. We're in it for enlightenment and, you know...
We're in it for the honey and the funny.
Yep.
We're in it for the sunny. We're going to sign your penny on the runny kind.
So I get a choice of the final song?
No, I do.
But because it's my birthday, you get to choose?
Yes.
Sounds about right.
Thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you next week, next Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. UK. And have a great rest of the week.
Bye-bye.
I'm as riddled as the time.
Yeah.